doing? Doing. What were we just doing? And what do we have to do now? Can you make the shift? Before, we were tightening up, straightening out the temple, the body really is my temple, the body really is the temple of the soul. How important that the temple should be tip-top. How good to start my day, my meditation, with this intention. But now that the temple has been prepared, what must we do now? All week you've been hearing wonderful things about the world that exists inside you. So now, let us go within. All week long, you've been hearing how to invite your mind, your thoughts, to turn within. I sit, back very straight, eyes open. I focus on the powerful yogi sitting in front. He is completely turned within. And the energy of that purest inner world connected to the divine is flowing. Whilst I make the yogi in front the focus of my eyes, I too can be lifted by that vibration, those energies, and that will pull me into my own inner world. Thank you. Can you do it? Find the powerful thought or the powerful image that will bring your thoughts inwards. Let it be the stream of your mind, the armchair, the flower, but the first step is separate yourself from all the programmings and conditionings, ordinary thoughts. Remind yourself who you are. That's all we have to do as a first step. Gently invite the mind to explore this. Who am I? Who am I? And consider this answer. I am the beautiful divine light. I am forever. I am pure spiritual being, like a sparkling diamond, and I sit here just above the two physical eyes. Shining. Can you imagine what it's like to be sitting inside a diamond? The incredible light, and gentle silence. What does a diamond do? Nothing. It just is. Radiating, sparkling. It's light everywhere. This is a first step. Become aware. Tune your awareness to a higher pitch. It's very easy and actually very natural. After all, I am the child of the divine.
Relax now. Come on and open your eyes. Breathe deeply now. I am with you. You are the love of my life. You are my one creation. You are eternity. And that will
thank you.
awareness. It's really all about awareness, isn't it? Now we've understood an eternal, larger picture. Experience of ourself. I am. Not just the child of my physical mother and physical father. They are creators of this body. I am also the child of God, the Supreme Mother, Supreme Father. Forever. Forever. Awareness reminds me the most beloved mother, father does not have a body. And so, as the true child of that one, can I not enter this awareness that I also am not this body? The body is just like the car. I, the sparkling diamond, I am so separate from the body and all its programmings and conditioning. I am divine, pure, being. Talk to yourself. Come into this awareness. If the mind wanders, give it something wonderful, something that will nourish it and make it happy. Feed the mind these elevated thoughts. Tune up your awareness. Be the child . Be the flower underneath the sun. go to the ocean. Do something with your thoughts so that awareness becomes very elevated. This is the second step. In the second step, I open my awareness to this beautiful mother, father, friend, beloved. After all, a diamond does not sparkle in the dark. Light coming to it creates the sparkle. So now let me just bring my attention above, beyond, and see unto me that diamond. Is being showered rays of such golden light from above. Removing any defect, smoothing out any rough edges. Bringing out my beauty and sparkle. Such a partnership. Such a union. I, the soul, together with the Supreme Soul. Thank you. child, hand in hand with my eternal mother, father, light upon light, so much purity, peace, and joy. If the mind continues to wander, accept that. But tell these children of your thoughts that Father is waiting. Friend, the beloved, is inviting. You to a meeting. Come. Will we not hear his call? And come to the meeting.
This far.
whatever is, see whatever is always only me. Not an imagined future or in remembered past, only here, only now will you find peace that
for the morning. But again, the practice only begins. So as we walk out, as we eat breakfast, as we meet each other throughout the day, can we not keep our awareness tuned high? Enjoy the companionship of God, so that that light and that peace and that joy can be reflected in everything I think and speak and do today. Om Shanti.